We want to announce a takeaway project now we think will be of interest to writers, authors, and readers everywhere. Books are the original social network platform, right? Open a book and you log into a shared experience. It's why there are book clubs. You're in one, I'll bet. Great people talking about books, suggesting ideas, talking about relationships, great characters, great history. Well, the Takeaway wants you. We want to invite all of the great book clubs out there into one big tent this summer. We want your book club to take part and help us design the way we do books here on the program. We're going to start things off with a reading list, not final, from our own literary critic and Takeaway producer, Mithili Rao. So, Mithili, what we're trying to do here is capture the kitchen table experience of real book clubs, right?
Yeah, I had the great chance to be a guest of honor at my mother's book club last year. And, you know, when people talk about books, these are people I've known for a long time. But talking about books allows for a different kind of conversation. And as I've been telling people that the Takeaway is doing this summer, I'm getting stories about the unique book clubs that people wind up in. A friend who's a TV producer, she's in a book club with all her father's Wall Street friends. She was invited to it. So it's her and all these 50 or 60-year-old men talking about books. And she wouldn't be hanging out with them otherwise, but her dad said, you should join my book club. And that's this unique connection and conversation that they get to have now.
All right. So what are we thinking of in terms of the kinds of books that might work for this? And again, we're not – this isn't the final list. What are you thinking?
I really wanted to look for authors who are young, who are new, who are writing about the American experience, themes about family, about intimacy, about unlikely relationships that really take a hold of people.
Character-driven, lifestyle, Americana. It's not a genre.
Yeah.
Exactly. What titles did you come up with here?
A lot of readers may be familiar with Karen Russell.
Sure.
She is author of Swamplandia, which was a Times bestseller. It was a finalist for the Pulitzer. Her new book is called Sleep Donation. And it kind of imagines this dystopian future where the country suffers an insomnia epidemic.
Put it on my list immediately. Yeah. Very good. All right, dystopia. Got to get dystopia in there. What else?
Another book I'm looking at for this summer is Joshua Ferris's To Rise Again at a Decent Hour. He's also the author of And Then We Came to the End.
Mm-hmm.
His new book kind of looks at themes of the feeling that the walls are crumbling around you. It has a character who realizes that someone has come up with a website, a Facebook page, and a Twitter account, all impersonating him. Also out later this summer is a debut novel from Emily Gould. She was the editor of Gawker, and people might remember her for blogging a lot about her personal life. But her book is about a friendship between two girls in their 20s and 30s and the sort of intense bond that they form and how they kind of navigate these incredible changes of this time of their life together.
You know, there's one author that interests me, Dinamon Gestu, whose book All Our Names is actually the first title since he won the MacArthur.
Yeah, no, that book just came out recently to a lot of acclaim. He was also on the New Yorker's 20 under 40 list. And it's, again, a story about American relationships. There's a love affair between an American woman and an African man in the 70s. And also some political tensions.
That sounds like a great selection. But this isn't a final list. We're
Correct.
Still sort of working it up.
Correct. And as people submit their own book clubs and nominate their book clubs and tell us why we should spotlight their discussions this summer, if they have book suggestions too, we want to hear them. I mean, this is still a work in progress, so we want to know.
We are collaborating with our listeners out there. We know you have voices in your own book club that would be great to hear on the radio. You get an opportunity to discuss on the air. And we can actually add to your book club because we've got all our listeners who are fantastic readers, have all kinds of things to say as you hear every day on the program.
We're really excited about it. So go to thetakeaway.org and tell us about your book club. Tell us where you are. Tell us who's in your book club, the kinds of books that you are passionate about. And one of our producers will be in touch with you and we'll be assembling our collection of book clubs for the summer.
And now you have to go back to your stack of books on your desk.
Now. I do. It's waiting for me. It will consume me.
Literary critic and Takeaway producer Mithili Rao, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
You're going to want to stay updated on our book club series, so all you have to do is text the word book club to 69866. Again, that's book club, all one word, to 69866.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.